sleeping under your arm. They say the slumber will harm, but I'm under your charm, so keep it going, never knowing if we're slowing to song.
Give me them thundering darts, give me them hungers who've been coming apart so long. It's a wonder that we still want to dance, but here we are in the humbling dark, throwing shapes while the hunters advance.
Come on, give me a chance where the eyes might find opposition left and wishing she was mine, all mine. Another night till the eyes go blind, we're intertwined.
But in the morning they all leave us behind.
Come on, give me your guts,
yeah,
man,
deliver them up.
You say you're searching for something, but your sympathy stops.
So come, give me your guts, man,
deliver them up.
There's no villainy big enough that you can't kill it with love.
Come on, give me your guts,
deliver them up.
You're lonely looking above, but you're living for love.
But come on, give me your guts,
man, deliver them up.
Skimming the surface, but it isn't enough.
No, it isn't enough.
Give me a smile, let me kick it around like it was something I found in the road. The night's coming down, he moves like a toad, man. He's just looking for a princess to love him, but all the princesses think he's just disgusting. You can beat him up, but can't budge him. I was in budgeons, picking up a can with my cousin, and I saw him bent double by the dustbins, reaching up a puddle of guts. People wanted to help, but they couldn't bear touch him. The frog prince rolled over too much. Look, you can kick him down, but can't crush him. You can take him home, but can't trust him. His heart is a book, his armor is crooked, his arms are the hooks in the mouth of a mermaid. He's been harvested, shook dry by barbarous lips. He sees the picture, but he's hardly a part of it. He's starting to slip.
Trust, for him it's harder than it looks. The code in those riddles up in the middle, while lovers guarding their books. Every cranny, every nook, people bagging up what they could. Swarming alleys in their valleys, not happy with what they took from what they're given. Blocks they live in, hot when dogs are sniffing, floorboards lifting up in every flat. They're slotted all the pimping, poor decisions. He's used to it, bruises for proof of it. Fuses shotted and using till he's plotted where gruesomes live. Truth of it, loose a kid, simply want his shoes to fit. Grab his hands and understand there's a grind if you move this shit. Slid with white powder burning through the night hour, getting light, loose is getting tight. Couldn't lose his grip, soon he did. Slipped and slept where the kid was kept. Took the deepest breath, found his accent.
I'm deep in debt,
steep regret, cause he died like his brother, when all he wanted to do was provide for his mother.
So give me your guts,
man, deliver them up.
There's more to the world than the things you can touch.
Come on, give me your guts,
yeah,
man,
deliver them up.
Funny feeling your lungs, but the sympathy struck.
So come on, give me your guts,
man, deliver them up.
I'm trying to go the distance, but I keep getting stuck.
Man, give me your guts,
come deliver them up.
You're sitting sipping the wisdom till you're feeling your cup.
Give me a reason, but reason is long gone. Even the feeling that I want one is wrong.
And every evening when I feel like I'm on, I start to laugh, start singing a song.
Singing a song, look, give me a reason, but reason is long gone. And even the feeling that I want one is wrong.
So every evening when I feel like I'm on, I start to laugh, start singing a song.
Give me your guts, come on, deliver them.
Give me your guts, can't deliver them up.
You're listening to Albion on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia and on ceded Musqueam territory, Vancouver. You just heard a track by Kate Tempest and Loyal Kana called Guts. And right now it's my great pleasure to introduce my friend, Jack BK. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
And I'm very good, thanks, man. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. No, it's been a pleasure to be here.
And you've brought five tracks for us today.
I have, yes. Yes, I have.
And we're going to start with a Vancouver band that you've brought called...
Yeah. The Courtneys. The Courtneys. They're a great three-piece all-female band. Really lush sort of surfy rock. And, saw them...
At the Commodore back on Halloween, didn't we? Supporting Matt DeMarco.
Matt DeMarco, yeah.
And then they proceeded to stage dive.
And, yep, a bit of a... hand-on-hand action with me and the lead singer, and
wonderful.
I fell in love, to say the least.
And this track is called Lost Boys.
Thank you.
that was the Courtneys with Lost Boys. Yeah, it is pretty sun-drenched, that track, isn't it?
It's very lovely, yeah.
It's really, really nice.
Absolute banger. No,
And the next track you got for us is one from back home.
Yeah, this is a band called The Black Tambourines, a bit of a nostalgia trip. They're a very great local band, quite underground, touring around England most of the time. And my old band used to play with them, and they were very cool sort of surfy punk rock and
stereotypical Cornwall.
But stereotypical Cornwall, yeah.
But done very, very well by all accounts.
Yeah, yeah, and they're kind of like the last like flame of a dead Cornish scene, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there used to be loads of bands around my local area in Cornwall, and now it's just...
What happened to it? All moved to Brighton, or are they...
No, well, yeah, I don't think there's as much that creativity anymore. I think it's all... Really? It's probably more people from, like, London moving down and taking it all up for holiday homes, so now... Local like music things aren't really happening, but anyway.
That's quite sad, really, isn't it?
Like, it is sad, but this isn't a very sad song, and these aren't sad band. So
this is called "I Want to Stay Away" by the Black Tambourines. And that was The Black Tambourines. Wonderful bit of Cornwall surf rock. I was really impressed with that.
Yeah, very nice.
And we're rolling into another great British act, who are called Sleaford Mods. Very original act, by all accounts, aren't they?
Yep, very original. Very very aggressive. Exactly what the country needs right now, I suppose. But yeah.
If you're being very cynical.
Yep. Brilliant. Love a bit of English cynicism.
Which they are, 2 40-year-old blokes, very cynical.
Exactly. They're great, though. They're really great.
And what was the album this track's taken from?
It's from Key Markets.
And this track is called Live Tonight.
Smell of mist on curbs near the beer garden at night. I like the taxis, cars, motorbike, pedestrian walk.
ways. Well, if the council want a no traffic zone, that's sound, mate. Good with me, I got a latte on, I'm easy. Undercover of the night, telecaster, pirate wanker, ICs, arthritis, yes please. I look like the Michelin man, yammed up on antibiotics, nanny. Is that your auntie? What'd you bring your fucking auntie for? What's he gonna do? You ain't got permission to, unless I give it to you, to open your mouth. I want you to unplug the till from the canteen upstairs, bring it down here, plug it in, and start dishing fucking refunds out. Live tonight. Live tonight. Live tonight. Every night. Live tonight. Darcy DeFarcy back on the phones in 2 years. Real music, real chorus, no tears, no fears. I'll end up rumbling away in a waiting room about the SAS, mate. Dirty neck barn from the last post. The pub next to the church. It's all right. Blokes and smokes. It's all gone. And an eye for an eye. Still some out there who believe in the lie of work till you die. Of Sunday's apple pie. Death waits for every man. It ain't like cakes from birds. You don't get anything for your money back. Pound back on the ball of pop. I tango and cashed it, yeah. Caked in. Your job, my job, laughing. Mate, where we been? Upstairs in the back, kid, on slot mob. Crop, daft job. I don't wear crap like that. Throwback's all right. If you're doing something decent, but I'll put your CD on. Shaking Stevens. Live tonight. Live tonight. Live tonight. Every night. Live tonight. Do you want one? Fine. You know where the fucking shop is, don't ya? Do you want one? You know where the fucking shop is, don't ya? Do you want one? Fine. You know where the fucking shop is, don't ya? Do you want one? Fine. You know where the fucking shop is, don't ya? Don't ya? Don't ya? Don't ya?
Registration for the AUS Humanities and Social Sciences Conference on Saturday, January 16th is now open. Come hear about all the innovative research that is being conducted by fellow undergraduate students. Anyone and everyone is welcome. For more information, please visit aus.arts.ubc.ca or check us out on Facebook.
Need to talk? AMS Speakeasy offers free, one-on-one, confidential, drop-in peer support sessions with trained volunteers. Our goal is to lend a listening ear and empower you to continue to strive towards wellness. Our services are available Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. during exam season. Support sessions can be requested at our desk on the main floor of the Nest or by ringing the doorbell outside our private space in room 3121. Learn more by visiting the AMS Speakeasy website. No issue is too big or too small. We're here to listen.
You're back with Albion on CITR 101.9 FM, also streaming live on CITR.ca. Before the adverts, we had a very opinionated track from Steeford Mods, Nottingham's finest. Hometown heroes. Anyway, the next track you brought for us, Jack, is a band called Gaps, a two-piece.
Yep, this is a two-piece band from my local university town of Brighton, one of the cultural hubs of England. It's great sort of glazy indie trance pop, I suppose, but yeah, they always put on great shows, and a real good reflection of that sort of like underground Brighton scene, I suppose.
Yeah, do they all make the same sort of music down there, or is this kind of out on their own?
Oh, and I think they combine a lot of other British bands. I think they like track along the same sort of people on the same wavelength up and down the country. That's the sort of music they're making, but I love them. I think they're great. They're always playing small spaces.
That always helps, yeah, the atmosphere.
Yeah, if you're ever in Brighton, check him out.
This track is called Cascade. Gaps with Cascade, I apologise, on Albion on CITR 101.9 FM. Jack is still with me, brought that track in for us.
Hello, hello.
And the next thing we're going to play is a Vancouver artiste, a band called The Gins, who are performing very soon with Trash City Productions, aren't they?
Yeah, they're playing Trash City Productions. It's a great sort of like local organisation which does loads of cool gigs for up-and-coming bands in Vancouver. I've been to two.
We went to the Matador again on Saturday night.
Saturday night? Yeah, Saturday night. We went to the Matador, which is right in East Vancouver. It was a great gig and very sort of cool vibes.
Yeah, in a house, basically a basement of a house, isn't it?
Basically in a basement of a house, but it was really, really, really nice. Everyone was chill and Wyona Forever played, who will be playing later.
Yeah, after the Gins, actually.
After the Gins.
And they're just a very good showcase for these bands to get their names out, aren't they, and
yeah.
show what they can do in
yeah.
front of 200 people in a little basement. It was,
exactly, yeah.
it was really, really good fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very good fun. Very good fun.
Despite trekking out to the extreme.
Despite trekking out to extremes, and despite the heat of the room.
Yeah.
But no, it was great.
It was very fun. Good. And this track is called Call On Me from the Gins EP, which came out earlier this year. And that was the Gins with Call On Me on Albion on CITR 101.9 FM. The Gins, who are headlining the Trash City Productions one anniversary event at the 333 on the... I can't remember the date.
It's on the 29th of January.
That's the one.
At the 333 Clark Drive, in East Vancouver. Mm. And we went last time. It's a great little venue.
Yeah, and they've got eight bands playing there on that evening, haven't they?
Eight bands.
Which would be definitely getting money's worth going down
definitely,
there.
Definitely, yeah. It goes on till, I think, about... starts at 7, goes on till about 2 in the morning, so...
Oh, wow.
That would be brilliant.
Even late for Vancouver as well.
Even late for Vancouver. All
wonderful.
Things, all things in merit.
Exactly. And then the next band we're going to play for you, as we already mentioned, is... what's it called? Winona Forever, with a track called Cell Phone, who played at the Matador on Friday night. And I've had this riff stuck in my head ever since we saw them.
Thank you.
lie, cause your boyfriend is cool and I'm way too high. One last grasp for normalcy, but I guess that's just not me.
Was the wonderful We're Nowhere Forever with Cell Phone on CITR 101.9 FM. Those guys, as we've already mentioned, playing the Matador on Friday night. Wonderful gig. We can't say much more about it. We had a very good time, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Very good time. Lovely evening.
Talking of having a good evening out, you're in a show in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, what? This is embarrassing.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Go by the name of Jack Kelly, starring as Nick in Over the River and Through the Woods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about... But yeah, it's Over the River, Through the Woods. It's a nice little family sort of comedy, I suppose, about generationalism. All nice. It plucks on the heartstrings as well, though, which is obviously every comedy's got to do that.
Yeah, and it's written by Joe DiPietro, who's a 2-time Tony Award winner, isn't he?
Yes, he is, actually, which is... yeah, so you can obviously tell that the writing's going to be good. And the writing is good. It's funny. It stands out on its own.
Yeah, which is wonderful. But the performances are quite good as well, by all accounts.
It's a really, really, really well put together production by director Ryan Caron.
Have you found it working with him?
He's really good, really patient, really, really visionary guy. He's it's definitely got what he wanted in this play. He's done it, and it's all necessarily down to him.
Could you notice a difference between like the way he worked and the way maybe directors in the UK worked in plays you've been in before?
Yeah, they're just more calm here, I think. They don't faff about. I think in England there's a lot of chest heavy sort of stuff where people are like, you know, really trying to nail in their vision. They get very frustrated and they pour their soul into it. And like over here, it's just like, you know, we're all on the same page. We're all the same team. Let's make a fun production.
Let's not just make it about the director. Let's work together to make a production.
Exactly. And he's incredibly nice and patient and great director.
And did you enjoy working with the actors as well?
They're great fun. They're great fun. I'm the only person I think who's under the age of 60, but I don't want to.
A unique position to be in.
It was a unique position to be in, and they're all great. Love. They have all more energy than me. I get back. I come in like a hard day of uni, and they're all up and at it. You know, like laughing and singing and joking around, and I'm there like, God, I got to wake up in a minute.
Exactly. But then when you're leaving at 9 o'clock, they're ready for bed and you're off.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Gallivanting around the town.
Exactly. Yeah. Nocturnal, as we say.
Exactly. And it opens at the Metro Theatre, which is at 1370 Southwest Marine Drive, yep. On January the 16th, Thursday till Saturdays, 8 p.m. And then there's a matinee on the Sunday. Do you have to approach the matinee any differently to the evening shows?
No, I don't believe so at all. It's the evening shows are the evening shows start around doors open at 6 o'clock, and then at, 2 o'clock matinees on Sundays, and yeah, you can buy all the same tickets for each event, or for each night or day online, or on the mobile number 604-2666-7191.
Shameless plug, but I like it.
Shameless plug.
And there's a 2-for-1 deal on Thursday, isn't there?
There is a 2-for-1 deal on Thursday. So if you've got a mate, then come along.
Yeah, all the students out there, Thursday night's the one to go for.
Exactly. If you don't have a mate, just buy 2 tickets.
Exactly.
And, give one to a... Be charitable.
Exactly.
Be charitable.
Exactly. Should be exciting. And yeah. Is there anything else on the horizon for you while you're over here, or is it wait until you get back to the UK for more acting?
Oh, I don't know. No, it's probably just... probably going to chill out a bit, I think. I think this has been it's been very, very fun, but it's taken up all my weekends, and I had to reserve that for gallivanting around. So yeah, I think
coin a famous phrase. I like it, but yeah, I'll definitely come along, and everyone else should too. It's Over the River and Through the Woods, opening at the Metro Theatre on January the 16th. And thank you very much for coming in, man.
It's been great to talk to you.
I'm going to play a track now from a British band, a London three piece called Yak. And this track it's a B-side off the single No, which they released after signing to Third Man Records. And once you listen to it, you can really hear the kind of Jack White influences on it. They've kind of borrowed from him very heavily on this track, which I'm sure you're allowed to do when you sign to his record label.
Vipers never ever did invite us.
Alas, salvation, I came to save your bacon. I took in what you said. I keep away from the bad egg. Alas, salvation. The vipers never ever did invite us.
With the vast amount of changes happening in the world, it's almost impossible to get a clear picture of what's really going on.
We are trapped within the logic of capitalism, leaving us unable to imagine what comes next.
The Extra Environmentalist brings the perspectives of people who can see the whole picture and are ready for whatever comes our way.
Tune in to the Extra Environmentalist every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is the viewpoint that makes all places the same to you.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
We'll be right back. see.
Apologies for technical difficulties before that song, but that was Black Honey with Corrin, another London... Well, no, they're Brighton, actually. I was about to say London. Brighton-based band. And their frontwoman, Izzy B, was quoted last week as saying if she had it her way, they'd still be a secret band. Jack PK is still with me. Is that kind of indicative of the Brighton attitude to want to stay underground?
I don't know. No, everyone's got to... Can't stay underground forever. Got to see the light sometimes, people. Come on.
Exactly. I'm going to play a Vancouver band for you next. They're called Les Chaussettes, and I've had the wonderful honour of being able to review this EP for Discorder. It's a self-titled EP, and this track is my favourite one from it. It's called Come To Me.
Back to this.
every last second there of Kiss Painting with a track called Cop Daddy. Really, almost grungy, that track. It's infectious. And we saw them, Jack's still here, at the Astoria.
Yes.
A little while ago, and you were soaked through, weren't you?
I was soaked through because of the weather.
Yes, the Vancouver stereotypical weather. But anyway, man, thank you very much for coming in. We're about all done now.
Yeah, lovely.
But in wake of the tragic news earlier this week, which I'm sure you're all aware of, David Bowie passing away, I'd like to do a little tribute in the last 10 minutes. I know I'm not the first person, and I won't be the last person to do that. But I'd like to take a minute to the impact he made on me personally. When I first saw, the first time I heard David Bowie was watching a pretty average film called The Perks of Being a Wallflower, which had a track I'm hopefully going to play for you at the end of this show called Heroes on it, which I'm sure you all know. And that was the first time I'd really sat up and listened to David Bowie. And from there, I went on and delved deeper into his back catalogue. And it's no stereotypical, typical, but after that, it's when I started growing my fringe, straightening it, having the confidence to do all these stupid things with myself. And that's the effect that Bowie has on many people, and that's the effect that will live on. And the world will be a worse place without him. But in typical Bowie fashion, he's left us a wonderful parting gift in Black Star, which came out on his 69th birthday, which was only on Friday. And you can't listen to it the same way, knowing that he obviously knew he was dying, but that the whole album, and especially the track Lazarus, which he claims was written on its own for a musical piece, but actually now if you listen to it back with the video, is a massive premonition if you listen to it, which I'm going to play for you next.
Yeah.
And yeah, the Black Star will keep shining, won't it, really, for the rest of the world. And he might finally get the unparalleled commercial success that he really deserved at the time.
Yes.
When he was a bit too out there for everyone.
Shine on, Starman. Shine on.
Exactly. Anyway, cheers for coming in, Jack.
Yeah, and thank you very much.
Next up, we've got Don with Radio Freethinker. And I'm going to close with two David Bowie tracks, the first one being Lazarus from the Black Star album, which came out on Friday. And then, very self-indulgently, I'm going to play Heroes for you to close the show. Thanks for listening, guys. See you next week.
Scars that can't be seen. I've got drama, can't be stolen. Everybody knows me now. Living life.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak with a swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been a f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't swear, I'm f***ed.
The following program may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you're sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.